Patient name, Iris Aguilar, spelled A-G-U-I-L-A-R, date of birth 1/24/07. Date of service 12/4/23. This is a 16-year-old female patient. Here complains of her right ear feels stuffed up. She's had this for several days. Complaints of hard of hearing on that ear as well. No other issues. No flu-like symptoms. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Once again, the sole reason for her coming here today is due to the stuffiness in her ear. Mostly complaints about the right side. Period. In a paragraph, blood pressure 113/61, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 96%, current weight 117. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, none. Surgical history, none. Social history, lives with mom and dad and sibling. No association of secondhand smoke. Labs, none were done today. Period. In a paragraph on exam. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. On both ears, there is impacted cerumen. We will do an ear wash. As a matter of fact, we've done that today and both clean up very nicely. I'm referring to the right side now. She didn't want us to touch the left side. She says that she will attempt to do that herself. But status post ear wash, the right side, much improved. Patient now says that she can hear well. Neck soft, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy, heart regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable. Assessment and plan, acute impacted cerumen, bilateral, however we've only addressed the right side per patient's wishes, period in a paragraph. Recovered well, removed copious amount of cerumen from that right ear. There's no apparent erythema or inflammation. No medications will be given at this time. Patient can return to clinic PRN.